Just as we use meter in poetry, we can also use it here in our study of Chinese. We have what we like to call the two-syllable meter rule. That essentially means that these adjective verbs, like busy, and there are many more to come, the language is filled with them, chock full of them. They sound best when accompanied by another one-syllable friend. So we have the word for busy, and then we might use it, for example, with the question, which is one syllable. And how would you say a question?
Ma.
So that's one syllable. So we have the one syllable for busy, which is
Mang.
And then question?
Ma.
So altogether, those are two syllables. And then how would you say not busy?
Bu.
Mang.
Another two syllables. But what are we going to do when we say he is busy? What syllable are we going to use? The Chinese have a word, and the word is
Hen. Red V for victory. Hen.
Honey is very sweet. And this word is used to mean very, as well as being used as the filler word in the two-syllable meter rule. Honey, honey is very sweet. Red V. So how would you say very?
Hen. Hen.
How would you say very?
Hen.
Hen.
So in accordance with the two-syllable meter rule, if we're going to say he is busy, she is busy, they are busy, and so forth, we always need to put in this dummy word. In and of itself, it has no meaning, except when it means very. Otherwise, it's just used to fulfill the two-syllable meter rule. It just sounds right to the Chinese ear. It's like the word do in do you like me? We might say, you like me? And certainly we'd be understood. But the correct way is to use the dummy word, do. Do you like me? So the same thing with
hen.
It's a dummy word with these adjective verbs like busy, and there'll be many more of them.
How do you use it to mean very?
Whenever you want to say very, you emphasize the word. You put more emphasis on the word. And we will come to that in just a moment. Thank you for anticipating. He is busy. He.
Ta.
Dummy word.
Hen.
Honey. Honey is very sweet.
Hen.
Busy.
Meng. Ta. Hen. Meng.
Instead of dummy word, I could also say very. She is very busy. She.
Ta.
Very.
Hun.
Busy.
Mong.
Ta. Hun. Mong.
And now, for something totally different, why don't we just say instead of she is very busy, let's just say she is busy. She.
Ta.
Dummy word.
Hen.
Busy.
Meng. Ta. Hen. Meng.
So it's the exact same words. We're using the exact same words. But in the context, they will be understood differently, depending on how you emphasize the very. I am busy. I.
我.
Dummy word.
Hen.
Busy.
Mang.
我很忙.
You are busy. You.
你.
Dummy word or very?
很
Busy.
忙
你很忙
I am not busy. I
我
not
不
busy
忙
我不忙
Are you busy? You
你
busy
忙
Question
吗
你忙吗
Is he busy? He
他
busy
很忙
Question. So we're asking a question.
吗
Okay. So let's back up just for a second. You don't need the dummy word. Is he busy? He
他
busy
忙
Question.
吗
So if it's not or if it's a question, you don't need the dummy word.
If the
because
question,
you already have a one syllable.
Because you've got something, yeah, to, you've got a filler. Okay.
But if in the question, if you say, are you very busy, you still can put the hand in.
Of course, because that's for emphasis then.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And since you mentioned it, he is not busy. He?
他
Not?
不
Busy?
忙
他不忙
Is he busy?
他
Busy?
忙
Question
吗
他忙吗
And would you answer, please? He's not busy. Not busy.
不忙
How do you say not?
不
不
Chase those ghosts away. 不 So please, once again, how would you negate in Chinese?
不
不
So we have this dummy word.
很
And as we mentioned, it can be used when we need to have this extra syllable with the adjective verbs, such as busy. When we really want to say, he is very busy, we're going to put a little emphasis on the dummy word or on the very word. So if you want to say, he is very busy, and you noticed I put some emphasis on the very, how would you say that? He?
他
Very.
很
Busy.
忙
How would you say busy again?
忙
忙他很忙
One? I ordered two and you're bringing me one? The word for hello or the phrase for hello in Chinese is
你好你好 Both red V for victory 你好
Is that 你 Is that you?
Yes, it's the same 你 that we used before and that we shall use for the rest of your life. So literally we're saying you are good or you good. 好 means to be good. It's another one of these adjective verbs, just like the word for busy, which is
忙
忙
So when we say hello in Chinese, we would say
你好
你好
And the reply is exactly the same. How would you reply?
你好
你好
It just means hello. It's a very nice way to greet someone, to start a conversation. So you say hello.
你好
And how would you answer?
你好
What is the word for good?
how,
how.
So this can be used, just like busy, both as an adjective and a verb. If we want to say, he is a good man, we say, he is. We use the verb is. So how would you say, he is a good person? He is good person.
How would you say person?
Ren.
Yes. Ren. Ta shi hao ren.
So one, that's the blue tone, the rising finger. So how would you say person?
Ren.
Ren.
You are a good person, you.
Ni
are.
Shi.
Good.
How.
Person.
Ren.
Ni shi hao ren.
He's doing well. So here we're going to use it as a verb. He.
Ta.
Dummy word.
Han.
Doing well, good.
How.
Ta. Hen. How.
How are you? You.
Ni.
Doing well or okay?
How.
Question.
Ma.
Ni hao ma.
This is a very, very, very common expression in Chinese. You will hear it repeatedly. How are you? So how would you say, how are you? You?
Ni.
Good or well?
How?
Question.
Ma.
Ni hao ma.
What about if you want to say, how is she? She?
Ta.
Good or okay?
How?
Question.
Ma.
Ta. How. Ma.
How are they doing? How are they doing over there? They?
Ta. Men.
Good.
How?
Question.
Ma.
Ta men hao ma.
They're doing well. They?
Ta men.
Dummy word.
Han.
Good.
How?
Ta men hen hao.
So let's contrast that with she is a good person. She
ta
is
shi
good
hao
person
ren
ta shi hao ren.
I am a good person. I
wo
am
shi
good.
How.
Person.
Ren.
我是好人.
We are all good people. How dare you accuse us of anything else? We are all good people. We.
我们.
All.
的.
Are.
是.
Good.
How?
People.
人.
我们都是好人.
He and I are both good people. He.
他.
And.
和.
I.
我.
Both or all.
都.
Are
是
good
好
people
人
他和我都是好人
He and I are both doing well. He
他
and
和
I
我
both
都
dummy word
很
well, doing well.
好
他和我都很好。
I'm doing well. I
我
dummy word
很
doing well.
好
我很好。
Are you doing well? You?
你
doing well?
很好
So if you want to ask a question and you use the two-syllable meter rule, what two syllables will you use?
好吗你好吗
你好吗
How do you know whether a word in Chinese can be used as both an adjective or a verb? Is good an adjective or a verb? In English, it's only an adjective, like good boy, good girl, good food, and so on. But as we've found, and we'll find a lot more, in Chinese, many adjectives also may serve as verbs. How do you know? You just put
不
in front of it. So this will tell us whether the word can serve as a verb. So the question may come up, couldn't you put
不
in front of any word? Not busy. How would you say not busy?
不 忙
But Jing Tao, how would it sound to a Chinese speaker if someone said not person?
不人
How does that sound?
The sound is correct.
But the meaning?
We don't have this meaning for this. 不人
So we can only put 不 in front of verbs. How would you say, are they doing well? They?
他们
Well or doing well?
好
Question
吗
他们好吗
He is doing well. He's doing okay. He?
他
Dummy word?
很
Doing well.
好
他很好
He is not doing very well. He?
他
Not?
不
Very?
很
Doing well.
好
他不很好
Are they doing well? They?
他们
Well?
好
Question
吗
他们好吗
They're doing well, they?
他们
Dummy word?
很
Well?
好
他们很好
Where you put a word affects the function or meaning of the word. But the word itself in Chinese never changes. The only thing that can change is its position or relationship to other words. This context is one way we know its meaning. One way of thinking this would be like the wooden blocks that children play with or Legos. those little things that connect together any way you want them to. With the blocks or the Legos, you can build a bridge, a house, a castle, whatever you wish. The actual blocks never change. However, according to the way we interconnect them, the meaning or the manifestation of what results does change. So if I connect the blocks in one way, I have a house. If I put them in a slightly different relationship, I have a bridge or a castle. Chinese is the same, except minus the Legos. The individual words will never change their form. However, the way you put them together will change what you are saying, the meaning of your communication. In English, if we want to indicate more than one or plural, say for a man, we would say men. For a book, we'd say books. And of course, one Chinese is one Chinese person. And the same word is used if we want to say a million Chinese. And curiously enough, this very word gives us an insight, the word Chinese, into how the Chinese make plural. So just like the word Chinese in English can be a plural or singular, depending on how it's used in context, there is one Chinese person here, or there are a million Chinese people here. A million Chinese, one Chinese, he is Chinese, they are Chinese. It's the same thing in Chinese. So if I say, you are a good person, they are good people, I will use the same word for person, which is?
人.
So how would you say, you are a good person, you?
你
are
是
good
好
person
人
你 是 好 人
How would you say, they are good people, they?
他 们
are
是
good
好
people
人, 他们是好人。
They all are good people, they.
他们
all
都
are
是
good
好
people
人。
他们都是好人。
The word in Chinese for also or to is
也, 也,
red V for victory,
也.
You know, in English, an informal way of saying yes is
也.
He is also very busy. He
他
also
也
very
很
busy
忙
他 也 很 忙
Are you also very busy? You
你
also
也
Very.
很
busy.
忙
Question.
忙 How would you say busy? 忙 Yes. 忙 你 也 很 忙 吗
So we just heard, are you also very busy? How would you say, Are you busy? You?
你
busy?
好
What's the word for busy?
忙
Question
吗
你 忙 吗
I am busy. And remember the two-syllable meter rule. I
我
dummy word
很
busy
忙
我很忙
How about her? And her?
她那她那
Oh, she's busy too. Oh, by the way, is the same as the English O. Oh, some things are universal. O. Oh.
O. Oh.
Perfect pronunciation and tone. She.
Ta.
Also.
Yeah.
Dummy word.
Han.
Busy.
Mang.
How would you say busy?
Mang.
Yes. Mang.
Oh. 他也很忙。
Are they very busy? They?
他们
Very?
很
Busy?
忙
Question.
How would you say busy?
忙
Oh, yeah. 忙他们很忙吗?
How would you say one? I ordered two. One?
One.
How would you say busy?
忙. Thank you.
They also are busy. They?
他们
Also?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the two-syllable rule to say they are busy? They are also busy. So you said they also. And now how are you going to say busy? They are busy.
很忙
How do you say he or she?
他
How do you say they?
他们
他们也很忙。
We are not busy. We
我们
not
不
busy
忙
我们不忙。
They are very busy.With an emphasis on very, we want to say how very busy they are. They.
他们
Very.
很
Busy.
忙
他们很忙
He is busy, but he is not doing very well. He.
他
Dummy word, busy.
很忙
But.
和是
How would you say, but? There's the Chinese kosher.
Not 和可是
He not. He is not doing very well. He not.
他不
Very.
很
Well.
好
他很忙可是他不很好
You and I are also busy. You
你
And
和
I
我
also
yeah
very busy
很忙
你和我也很忙
One dark night, you meet a mandarin-speaking ghost. What do you yell to scare it away?
Bu.
Whenever this bu occurs in front of a word that, like itself, is a black finger word, black finger down, that short staccato sound, the Chinese get very nervous. They just can't stand bu in front of another black finger down sound. So as usual, they came up with a really nice solution. It's called the trampoline. You go up with the bu and down with the following word. So blue finger points up, followed by black finger down. So, Jing Tao, how would you say he is not English?
Ta bu shi ying guo ren bu shi.
So let's practice the trampoline. The
bu, blue finger up, bu shi.
So let's have some exercise. We'll get on the trampoline. Is not, not is. How would you say that?
Bu shi, bu shi.
How would you say is not?
Bu shi,
bu shi.
Blue finger up, black finger down. He is not Chinese. He,
ta,
not is,
bu shi,
China person,
zhong guo ren, ta bu shi zhong guo ren.
We are Chinese, but she is not Chinese. We,
我们
are
是
China person
中国人
but
可是
she
她
not is
不是
China person
中国人
How would you say not is?
不是。不是。不是。
How would you say one? I ordered two and you're bringing me one. How would you say one?
One.
How would you say is not?
不是。不是。我们是中国人。 可是他不是中国人.
They are English. They're very busy. They
他们
are
是
English
英国
person
人
They are busy. They
他们
Dummy word, busy.
很忙他们是英国人他们很忙
We are not busy. We
我们
Not
不是
What did you just say?
Is not.
I'd like to hear not busy.
不忙
我们不忙
Are you American? You?
你
Are?
是
America?
没 Guo
person
ren ma
you beat me to the ma
sorry
well done
thank you 你是美国人吗
no I'm English no So you're going to get on the trampoline.
不是.
I am English.
我
am
是
England
英国
person
人
不是 我是 英国人
We are all English, but she is American. 我
我们
all
的
are
是
England people
英国人
but
可是
she is American, she
她
is
是
American
美国人
我们 都是英国人，可是他是美国人。
If we have a question word, we don't need ma. What, why, who. These types of words and many other question words. We already know it's a question. So ma, with all due respect, you can just hang out on the side and we'll call you when we need you. Here's an example. The Chinese word for why is
为什么? 为, black finger down. 什, blue finger up. 么, closed fist. 为什么? For why.
Way to go. How would you say why?
为什么?
How would you say why?
为什么? 为什么?
So the ma at the end of why, that's our question word again.
Yeah.
So ma doesn't have to be in the corner.
Well, it's actually a little bit different. Maybe when I pronounce it, it's like this is wei shen ma, but that one's ma, ma.
In the pinyin spelling, the Chinese romanized spelling, the ma that we're using in this word is spelled M-E as in Edward. Ma, the question word in pinyin is spelled M-A as in Alice.
Okay, thank you.
And they're different characters. So the word for why is
为什么?
Black finger down, blue finger up, fist.
为, black finger down.
Means for, and then
什么? Blue finger points up.
Means what, for what, or why.
为什么?
So we get two words here out of one word. We have a multi-syllable word. And with a multi-syllable word, we're going to have multiple characters. Every single syllable has its own individual character. You might wonder, are there differences in the way characters are written from the sounds? There are many languages spoken in China. Mentioned before, Cantonese. There's a language spoken in Shanghai, and so forth. They all use the same characters, the Chinese languages. And so even though the characters are pronounced differently in the different languages, everybody who speaks and reads a Chinese language can read the exact same book or periodical. The characters are pronounced differently. When we have a word like why, made up of for what, we're having three syllables here, each of them a separate character. They'll be pronounced differently in Cantonese and Mandarin, and the language of Shanghai, for example. but they all mean the same thing. Before we had the word for he, which is
他,
and the word for she,
他.
They sound the same when they're spoken, but there are two separate characters for he and she in written Chinese. So the written language is a whole other level, which we won't be getting into in this course.
Is there any way besides context to tell if you're talking about a boy or girl when you use he or she?
Yes, and we're going to be getting to that a little later on. The word for why is?
Wei. Shen ma.
Wei. Shen ma.
Why are you busy? Why?
Wei shen ma.
You.
Ni.
Dummy word.
Han.
Busy.
Mong.
So that everybody is on the same page, we're going to repeat longer sentences, longer phrases in English before they are said in Chinese. So, why are you busy?
为什么你很忙?
So we don't need the ma at the end, the question word, because we have a why. We have a question word already. Why is he busy?
为什么?
He.
他.
Dummy word.
很.
Busy.
忙.
Why is he busy?
为什么他很忙?
The word for look in Chinese is
看, black finger down, 看.
Like a con man. The con man looks very carefully so that he may con you by looking. The word for book is
书, green thumb out, 书 for book.
The book is on the shoe. How would you say book? How would you say book? Notice that there are two different levels of the same tone being used. One level is a lower voice, another level is a higher voice with the female student. They are the same tone. You will be understood regardless of whether you're a soprano or baritone. How would you say look?
看.
Black finger down. Con man. How would you say book?
看.
What did you just say?
I said look. 书.
So if we want to say to read a book, we say look book. So how would we say to read a book?
看书.
How would you say look?
看看
So how do you say read a book?
看书.
Yes, 看书.
I read a book. I.
我.
Look book.
看书.
I read a book.
我看书.
Does she read a book? She.
她.
Look book.
看书.
Question.
妈.
Does she read a book?
她看. 书吗?
Yes, she does read a book. You can just reply yes. And the way you do that is you repeat the verb.
看,
看.
She does not read a book. She
ta
does not.
Bu
trampoline.
Bu kan
book.
Shu.
She does not read a book.
Ta bu kan shu.
Why does she not read a book? Why?
Wei she ma.
She
ta
no read
bu kan
book.
Shu.
How would you say why?
Wei shen ma.
Wei shen ma.
Why does she not read a book?
Wei shen ma ta bu kan shu.
She is busy. That's why she doesn't read a book. She is busy. She
ta
dummy word
han
busy
mong.
How do you say busy?
Mong.
Yes, mong.
She is busy.
Ta hen mong.
The word in Chinese for now is
xian zai. Both black finger down. Xian zai for now.
Literally, it means at now. The zai is at and xian is now.
Xian zai.
Two black fingers down in a row. My mother meditated every morning. She said she wanted to be in the now. And now she lives in
xian zai,
New Jersey. So how would you say now?
Xian zai.
Xian zai.
It consists of two words. The first one, which is
xian.
How would you say the first word?
Xian.
And the second word is
zai,
spelt in pinyin romanization as Z or Z A I.
Zai.
How would you pronounce that?
Zai.
How would you say now?
Xian zai.
Xian zai.
Now he is very busy. We're going to put now after the person doing the action. I'll explain why later. He
ta
now
qian zai
very
han
busy
mong.
Now he is very busy.
Ta xian zai hen mong.
Why is he busy? Why?
Wei shen ma.
He
ta
dummy word
han
busy
meng.
Why is he busy?
Wei shen ma ta hen meng.
He's okay now. He
ta
now
xian zai
dummy word
han.
Okay, good.
How?
He is okay now.
Ta xian zai hen hao.
Are they doing okay now? They
ta men
now
xian zai
doing okay.
How?
Question.
Ma.
Are they doing okay now?
Ta men xian zai hao
吗?
Why are you very busy now? Why?
为什么?
You.
你.
Now.
现在.
Very busy.
很忙.
Why are you very busy now?
为什么? 你现在. 很忙.
They're not very busy now, but they are doing well. They.
他们.
Now.
现在.
Not.
不.
Very.
很.
Busy.
忙.
But.
可是.
They are doing well. They.
他们.
Dummy word.
很.
Well.
好.
They're not very busy now, but they are doing well.
他们现在不很忙，可是。 他们很好.
He and I are now both doing well. He.
他.
And.
和.
I.
我.
Now.
现在.
Both or all.
的.
Dummy word, well.
很好.
He and I are now both doing well.
他和我现在都很好.
If we want to say someone is doing something at this very moment, to emphasize this, we put
在. Black finger down, 在,
right before the verb. And this is the same 在 from 现在.
Do you also put now before, when you use 现在, do you put that before the verb also?
You put 现在 before the verb, but the 在, if it is used, goes after 现在. So it would be
现. 在, 在.
He is reading a book. He.
他.
At this moment.
现在, 在.
If in the English sentence, if we have a noun, then you use 现在. But if we just simply say, he is reading a book, then you just say, use 在, 他在. Read a book. Now use now at this sentence.
We will tell you when the word now is to be used by saying now. When I say at this moment he is reading a book, it's just a way of indicating that it's going on now, so you can use.
So
at this moment, he at this moment.
他. 在.
Look book or reading a book.
看出.
At this moment, he is reading a book.
他在看书.
Why is he busy? Why?
为什么?
He.
他.
Dummy word.
很.
Busy.
忙.
So we don't need the 嘛 whenever we have a question word. Why is he busy?
为什么他很忙?
And now what you've been waiting for. He is now reading a book. He.
他.
Now.
现在. So,
at this moment,
so,
reading a book.
Kan shu.
He is now reading a book.
Ta xian zai zai kan shu.
So you'll be able to increase your vocabulary, as you may have noted, by understanding how to break down multi-syllable words. And we'll be showing you how to do this as we go along. It's not only a great way to increase your vocabulary, but it's also great fun. You'll learn more about the Chinese language because the way they put the words together indicates the worldview of the Chinese people. In Chinese, we put first things first. First, we want to know who. Who is doing this? Then we want to know when. And then we want to know what is the action, what's happening. So in the sentence, are you busy now, which in Chinese would be you.
Ni.
Now.
Xian. Xian. Zai.
Busy.
Meng.
Question.
Ma.
Are you busy now?
Ni. Xian. Zai. Meng. Ma.
In this sentence, you now busy, which is the way we would phrase it in Chinese if we were to translate word by word. First, we have the person, you. We want to know who is this that's doing this. Then we want to know when, in this case, are you busy now or you busy or you now busy? When is this happening? And then finally, we want to know what is happening, in this case, to be busy. And of course, if it's a question, then we have our friend Ma at the end. I am busy now. I.
我.
Now.
现在.
Dummy word.
很.
Busy.
忙.
I am busy now.
我现在很忙.
And you?
你呢?
How would you say you?
你?
Yes. 你. How would you say, how about you?
你呢?
你呢?
We are not very busy. We.
我们.
Not.
不.
Very.
很.
Busy.
忙.
We are not very busy.
我们. 不. 很. 忙.
Could I answer the previous question just by saying, I am busy, or could I just say, "Han mang," and would that be a good like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just can answer like
with the "mang" verb, right?
Or "han mang." That's yeah. Fine. Or "bu mang."
Yeah.
Are they very busy now? Question. They.
他们.
Now.
现在.
Very.
很.
Busy.
忙.
Question.
忙.
Are they very busy now?
他们现在很忙吗?
The word for would like or want to, but when we use it will be using it as would like to, is
想, 想, red V for victory, 想 for would like to.
How would you say would like to?
想, 想.
It's the same sound that we use to begin the word for now, which is
xian zai.
So how would you say would like to?
Xiang.
We don't have this sound in English.
No, that's why it's difficult.
But you will be understood if you have the correct tone. And I guarantee you, your pronunciation is a lot better than many speakers of Mandarin in China. And Jingtao is nodding her head. My Chinese half-brother was an amateur singer. One day he asked me, "Would you like to hear my xiang?" I said, "Not particularly." He would like to read a book. He?
Ta.
Would like to?
Xiang.
Read a book. Look book.
Kan shu.
He would like to read a book.
Ta xiang kan shu.
I too would like to read a book, but I'm very busy now. I.
Wo.
Also or to. Informal yes. The way people say yes in an informal way.
Yeah.
Would like to.
Xiang.
Read a book, look book.
Kan. Shu.
But.
Ke. Shi.
I.
Wo.
Now.
Xian. Zai.
Very busy.
Han. Mang.
I too would like to read a book, but I am now very busy.
我也想看书,可是我现在很忙.
So let's practice this sound for
想.
Say the word she to yourself. Smile as widely as you can when you say the word she. Really draw your lips all the way out to the side, so far out that if they went any further, your whole face would collapse. When you say she, where is the tip of your tongue?
On the roof of my mouth.
Pay attention to where it is. And then just move a little bit forward toward the teeth, but not touching the teeth. And notice there's a little extra air. There's a tiny bit of hissing. And now say,
xiang, xiang, xiang,
xiang,
xiang,
xiang.
If you want to say, I'm going to see someone or meet with someone, it's different than to say, I'm going to look at them or read a book or something like that. So Chinese has a different way of saying see. In English, we'd say, I see the man. And we also use the exact same word for, I'll see you tomorrow, meaning I'll meet with you tomorrow. We'll get together tomorrow. In Chinese, there are different words. The word for, I'll see you tomorrow, we'll get together, is
见, black finger down, 见.
Is that the same pronunciation as in now?
That one is 现, but this is J, 见.
I told Jenny, I told Jen, I wanted to see her. Jen wouldn't see me. How would you say to see someone, to meet with someone?
Jian.
Jian.
I would like to see you now. I.
Wo.
Now.
Jian. Zai.
Would like.
Xiang.
to see you, meet with you.
见.
You.
你.
How would you say now?
见在。
现.
现在。
现在。How would you say see, to meet you or see you?
见.
Yes. 见.
I would like to see you now.
我现在想见你。
She would like to see you now, but she is busy. She?
她
Now?
现在
Would like
想
To see you, to meet with you.
见你
How do you say you?
你
Yes, 你
But
可是
She
她
Busy
好
What did you just say?
I said she was good.
And she may be very good, but I would like to hear she is busy using the two-syllable meter rule. And we need two syllables. We can't just have the word for busy. And we don't have the use of not or question. So we only have one syllable to pick from that's left. Which one would you pick?
Han.
And busy?
Mang.
Excellent. So please once again give me she is busy. She?
Ta.
Is busy.
Han. Mang.
She would like to see you now, but she is busy.
Ta. Xian. Zai. Xiang. Jian. Ni. Ke. Shi. Ta. Hen. Mang.
He is okay, but he would not like to see me now. He is okay. And remember the two-syllable meter rule. He is okay.
Ta han hao.
But.
Ke shi.
He.
Ta.
Now.
Jian. Xian. 在
No would like
不想
See me To meet with me, see me
见我
He is okay, but he would not like to see me now
他很好可是他现在不想见我。
Why? He's okay, but he would like to see me now. Why?
为什么?
He would like to see them now, that's why. He.
他
Now.
现在
Would like.
想
To see
见
Them
他们
How would you say would like to?
想
想
想
想
Why? He would like to see them now.
为什么他现在想见他们。
The word for too, as in too much, is
太, 太, black finger down, 太, for too much.
Thailand is too hot. In English, it usually has a negative connotation. Too hot, too tall, too fat, so on. In Chinese, too may also have a positive connotation. Too good, too wonderful, too beautiful. How would you say too as in too busy?
Thai.
And busy?
Thai. Mong.
How do you say busy?
Mong.
Yes. How would you say too busy?
Thai. Mong.
Thai. Mong.
One. I ordered two and you bring me one. How would you say too busy?
Thai. Mong.
The word for can, as in can you do this, in Chinese is
Neng. Neng. Blue finger up. Neng for can.
Our waiter only spoke Urdu. Regretfully, I had to tell him, I can Neng understand you. He knocked me to the ground. To this day, I can Neng tolerate Pakistani cuisine. Why are you too busy now to see me?
In Mandarin, we will say, why are you too busy? No can see me.
Why?
Wei shen ma.
You.
Ni.
Now.
Xian zai.
Too busy.
Tai meng.
No can.
Bu. Nong.
See me.
Jen wo.
Why are you too busy now to see me?
Wei shen ma ni xian zai tai mang bu neng jian wo.
Can she see him now? Question, as in, I'll see you again. Let's see each other sometime. She.
Ta.
Now.
Xian. Zai.
Can.
Neng.
To see somebody, as in, we'll meet again.
Zhen.
Him.
Ta.
Question.
Ma.
Can she see him now?
Ta. Xian. Zai. Neng. Jian. Ta. Ma.
I would like to see you now, but you wouldn't like to see me. Why? I.
Wo.
Now.
Qian zai.
Would like.
Xiao.
To see somebody, as in, I'll see you again.
Jen.
You.
Ni.
But.
Ke sh.
You.
Ni.
No would like.
Bu. Xiao.
To see someone.
Jen.
Me.
Wo.
Why?
Wei. Shen ma.
How would you say would like?
Xiao.
Xiang.
Xiao.
Okay. How do you say but?
Ko sh.
It's ke. We say ke. Ke sh.
Ke sh.
I would like to see you now, but you wouldn't like to see me. Why?
我现 在想见你，可
是你不想见我，为什么？